Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, dear colleagues. Okay, so I have three comments on this discussion that's ongoing on Afrophobia. I have to disagree with the fact that Afrophobia is geographically specific. I think, and a lot of colleagues can agree, it can be happening anywhere where Africans and people of African descent may exist. It's not geographically specific to Africa or Europe or any specific continent. It can be happening in Latin America, it can be happening in Asia. It's a worldwide phenomenon, in fact. How will this contribute to the declaration? We feel it contributes a lot. The recognition of this phenomenon is a first step towards addressing it. Afrophobia includes intolerance, hatred, stereotyping, prejudice, that is sometimes, as a distinguished colleague from EU has mentioned, sometimes is translated into hostility and discrimination to various fields of life. If we don't take the first step of recognizing that it exists as a distinct form of discrimination, it will be very difficult to raise awareness on this phenomenon and address it in a proactive manner. And I think this is one of the roles of this declaration. As for the legal implications for adding Afrophobia in the text, I would suggest we can go through the text for the instances in which the African group has suggested adding Afrophobia to xenophobia. And in most of them, if not all, you will find that it doesn't translate into a legal implication on the person who has these phobias or hostilities. It's just speaking about the right of people of African descent and Africans not to be subject to these phenomena in the various fields. Thank you so much.